At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, it is Sharp Money as we open up a new week. Open up spring as well. Winter is in the rear view. I'm Patrick Maher. This is VSIN, the sports betting network. Sharp Money's version of Ebony and Ivory, that is Indian, Amal Shaw, Caucasian, Dustin Sweetelson. I say that because they went on a road trip or a field trip together this weekend to Sapphire's Gentleman Club, and they're back. And as we say hi to my partner, Amal Shaw. What's cracking?
Not much. How are you? I saw Dustin was well in his element there. I came in for a guest appearance. Do you have an over-under on the time there, Patrick, that I was there?
Oh, I already know. As I'll say hi to the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, who stayed at Sapphire Club for about 8 hours, whereas Amal Shaw stayed for exactly 18 minutes. Correct, big guy?
I had an awesome time.
He did. He did. He was flexing through text message. Sapphire is an adult, a gentleman's club for those that don't know. And he was flexing through text message that he had procured a few numbers from ladies that work, let's just say, Amal, in the industry. You feel me?
Well, I got you. I live in Vegas. I know how things work at times here.
All right, boys, let's break some. What are you all nervous about, Dustin? I see you freaking out. What are you nervous about?
I refer to them as content creators, but sure.
Yes, sure do create content. Well, let's create some content to start the show. We do have breaking news here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. It looks like 70-year-old Rick Pitino is on the move. He has agreed on a 6-year deal to become St. John's coach. Pitino's taken 3 schools, Amal, to the Final Four. You and I agree, one of the great coaches of all time. 3 schools to the Final Four. One in NCAA title at Kentucky and Louisville, and now makes a move to restore the Red Storm to Big East prominence. So it looks like Pitino on the move to St. John's.
Yeah, I think the Big East just changed because with the way the transfer portal works now, Patrick, think about the impact that we've seen some of these guys have immediately at additional schools. You see Marcus Carr, Timmy Allen, Tyrese Hunter. Texas is in a potential situation. They win 2 more games, they're going to be in a Final Four. They're not there if not for the transfer portal. There's other teams that I might be leaving out of the equation that I just can't think of right now, but it has had a profound impact in college basketball. And I think a guy like Rick Pitino with his recruiting ability, his previous success elsewhere, you're going to see them have a quick turnaround. I think you'll see what, you know, last couple of years under Mike Anderson, they play a lot more games at Carnesecca Arena, which is in Queens. They play the bigger games against the Georgetown, Villanova at Madison Square Garden. I think you'll see them playing a lot more at MSG. I think this team will have a quick revitalization of the program. Watch out for St. John's in the Big East and the turnaround. You mentioned it last week. Rick Pitino has won wherever he's gone. You go back to Providence, you look at what he's done in Iona, Kentucky, Louisville. He's been amazing, and I think you're going to see a great opportunity for St. John's to be on the rise very quickly.
Yeah, he's 70 years old, but certainly said he feels like he's got 10 years left in him. So at 70, Rick Pitino returns to the Big East with St. John's. You just mentioned it. When I used to live in New York City in Astoria, Queens, when you would go to the airport, you would pass the St. John's campus. It's odd how it's just kind of there in Queens, New York. It's not necessarily something. So you got to get to MSG. Your point is well taken. You got to get to MSG if you're St. John's.
Yeah, no question about it. You mentioned SJU is more of a commuter school, but the reality of it is a lot of places like that are like that in New York City. But again, if you can recruit New York City, you're going to have tremendous success. I mean, you know, people realize how many great players have come from there in the past. And I think it's an exciting hire. I think it's a great fit for St. John's. And, you know, look, the Big East, it's a tremendous conference. They got three teams in the Sweet 16, and I think they got three of their four best teams in there, which bodes well for them. The Big 12, which I've raved about all year long, had only got two teams into the Sweet 16. So good opportunity for the Big East to show out. And you look at the matchup for Creighton. They're going to be taking on Princeton. Great opportunity for them. Arkansas, UConn here in Las Vegas. I'll tell you what, if you're a college basketball fan and you're fortunate enough to be in Vegas or you're coming into town, what a bracket this one is in the West and the Midwest. I mean, you've got Arkansas, Connecticut, Gonzaga, and UCLA. And then in the Midwest, Houston, Miami, Xavier, and Texas.
Okay. Also, head coach Enoso Pitino to St. John's. Looks like Ed Cooley has agreed to a deal with Georgetown. I think he's getting north of $5 million per.
Wow.
Why the hell is Ed Cooley leaving Providence? He's from Rhode Island. He's from Providence. He's been there for 12 seasons. He's kind of built it into a really nice Big East school. Why would he leave for a team and Georgetown, a program that is in complete rebuild mode?
You know, that's a great question, Patrick. I think the one point that I would argue is, and we saw them do the same thing. Remember, they got Bryce Hopkins from Kentucky to Providence. I believe he thinks, and I would agree with him, it's going to be easier to get guys from the D.C., you know, the DMV, the D.C., Virginia area there. If you can recruit Prince George's County, you're going to be incredibly successful. But for people that don't know, and Patrick mentioned this, he played at PC. So it really is a little bit of a surprise to me. You know, he would have been there until he basically retired, unless they had some sort of recruiting issue or violation. And I agree with you. I'm a little bit surprised by this move right now. Georgetown, for people like you and I, when we grew up, they were the program. That was in the 80s, though. Now, when you look at it, Georgetown's been a has-been program. You had Craig Eschrick, John Thompson III. You know, you brought in Patrick Ewing. They just have not been able to be successful. It's a forgotten program. Maybe he can restore it to where it once was. I don't know if that'll happen immediately, though.
Okay, so those are the big news as we begin a week of shows here on Sharp Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, Rick Pitino to St. John's, and Cooley is headed to Georgetown. Does he have a tie to the Thompsons, or is this finally kind of breaking away from that Thompson tie at Georgetown?
Yeah, but remember, Big John Thompson played at Providence.
Interesting.
So my guess is he probably has a relationship with him, but I think the big thing is, then, Patrick, you brought this point up with St. John's. I think Ed Cooley can bring in an opportunity there in D.C. to be successful, because even though Willard, everybody likes him as a hire there, I think Cooley's going to do a much better job at Georgetown over the long haul than Willard will at Maryland.
Just 53. He looks older than he is. He's just 53. He's got 20 years to go. He could build Georgetown. I think you nailed it the way you kind of framed what's happening with St. John's. Exciting hire for them. We haven't heard excitement around that program since Carnesecca. Or, no, excuse me, when they hired your boy from Mullen. When they brought back one of the great players of college basketball history. However, he didn't do anything as a head coach.
By the way, quick question for you. Outside of Larry Bird, can you think of too many great players in basketball that have been good coaches? Magic was a failure. Ewing was a failure. Mullen, Hall of Famer, Dream Team member, is a failure. We've seen Jordan fail as an owner. It just seems like great, great players and people that get into coaching or ownership, they don't seem to do particularly well.
Steve Kerr, good player, great coach. I'm trying to think just off the top of mine. Jackson, good player, great coach for the Knicks back in the day, and then obviously won all the championships. I can't really think top of mind. Magic, a disaster, as you just mentioned. Isaiah Thomas, a disaster. Yeah, it's a point well taken. All right, let's go through some takeaways. And you mentioned, so Sweet 16, from 68 to 16, Amal Shaw, two rounds in the books. We're going to be Vegas T-Mobile. So we can take a look at the bracket. The West is going to be at Vegas and T-Mobile. If we can just throw that up there, big guy, quickly. Gonzaga and UCLA. I don't know how you guys don't get together and go Gonzaga, UCLA. They're at T-Mobile. It's right across the street from Sapphire, big guy. You can make it. Also, TCU. Wait, no. Give me the big one that we just had up on the screen. Throw up the big one that we originally just had up on there. The bottom right is going to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
You've got MSG hosting bottom left. So you take a look them all. You've got Kansas State, Michigan State, MSG. You've got Florida Atlantic, Tennessee. You've got South. That's going to be Louisville at the Yum Center. Alabama, San Diego State. Looks like our Mountain West team is going to come to an end there. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Creighton and Providence, excuse me, in Princeton. And then you go top right with the Midwest. That's going to be in Kansas City at another T-Mobile. Houston and Miami. Xavier, as Amal calls it, Xavier and Texas. An interesting matchup. Historic upsets. I've got five takeaways from what we've seen so far. Historic upsets. Furman, Virginia started it. And then Princeton, Arizona. Princeton then beating Creighton. And then you had Fairleigh Dickinson beating Purdue. You know, you watched that game as well as I did. Fairleigh Dickinson really played well. They just jumped every passing lane. They wouldn't allow Edie to get the ball. But how much of this do you put on Painter with a terrible loss for the Big Ten and Purdue?
Well, you may not agree with this, Patrick, but I said Purdue should fire Matt Painter. And the reason is, you remember when Texas Tech played Minnesota and they were down, I think, 38-3 or 38-5, something like, somewhere in there, 35-3 I think it was the Insight Bowl in Arizona. And they come back, Texas Tech does, and beats Minnesota. Minnesota ends up firing Glenn Mason after that. To me, I think this is a absolutely catastrophic collapse. Last year, you had Jaden Ivey, a top five pick. Now you've got Zach Edey, who's going to potentially be the National Player of the Year. You lose to Fairleigh Dickinson. This is a team in KenPom's outside the top 300. They made the conference. They made the NCAA tournament because Merrimack, who moved up from Division II to Division I, was not eligible to be in this tournament. And you lose to them? That cannot happen. It just cannot happen. And I think at some point in time, you sit there and say, we need a change. Because if the goal is to win a national championship or to compete for Final Fours, I don't think Matt Painter can get it done. Some people are great in smaller markets in certain situations. I don't know if Matt Painter can handle when the heat is hottest in the kitchen.
My partner is flying. He must have done well at the poker table before he came to the show.
I got straight up murdered. I'm surprised I'm not coming in here with a tourniquet.
He's flying. He's got energy. He's in a good mood. I misspoke. Now, obviously, they're taking on Creighton, round of 16, beat the 7 seed in Missouri. Princeton, who's defensively based. It's an interesting team.
Yeah.
Interesting to watch them move forward. Okay, so you talked about Purdue. Good take on Painter. Blue Bloods are out. North Carolina, obviously, Maul didn't make it. Kentucky bows out round 2 against K-State. Duke, round 2, they gone. And Kansas, Arkansas beat them. Indiana, they lose to Miami, so the Blue Bloods out of the tournament here.
You know, Patrick, you just referenced five programs, and I thought about this coming in today. If you had let's say UCLA loses, we would lose probably the six most historic programs in the college basketball landscape, from my perspective of all time, to not be in the NCAA tournament. Now, the Bruins are playing very well. We'll see how they go, how they fare going forward. But you referenced that this bracket is going to be tremendous. By the way, how about the Must Bus and Company? That team played outstanding. Talent-wise,
they're so talented. That team's so talented.
Most talented team in the tournament. They've got four guys. Remember, Trayvon Brazil's out for the year with a torn ACL. If they had the big man in there, this team could cut down the Nets potentially. By the way, UConn, Jordan Hawkins put on a show in the second half, just completely out-athleting St. Mary's.
I think with Arkansas, they played without Nick Smith for like 19-20 games this year. They've just been so erratic. By the way, Chris Felica chiming in, agrees with your Painter take. More takeaways next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
A lot of traffic over at VSiN.com over the weekend. A lot of satisfied customers. A part of the deal are the betting splits. Money and bets for every game. Updated every 10 minutes. Today's games and future events as well. Go to VSiN.com right now for the betting splits. Make that a part of your arsenal as we welcome you back here. Let's go ahead and take a look at the guest list for today. So the first name you're going to see is Jordan Sarnoff. He's the Fairleigh Dickinson Director of Media Relations. He was a big-time social media superstar this weekend, also on TV as well. I think he was on the Today Show this morning, or was it maybe? Yeah, it was this morning. And Dustin's family has met his family one time, so Dustin's been flexing that they're related. Is that true, big guy?
We're cousins. What are you talking about?
You're like Teddy and Theodore. You're like Theodore Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt. You're like seventh cousins.
Wait, I thought they were brothers.
No. In what world? Do you know Teddy was the 26th president? FDR was the 32nd.
Okay, so they weren't brothers.
Anyway, second cousins, Jordan Sarnoff, he's going to be joining us. Looking forward to talking to the kid. He's a junior there at FDU and is in charge of media relations. Matt McCall, he joined us, former college basketball coach. He does a great job. Zach Harper, also the Athletic NBA. And Steve Fezzik, who got killed over the weekend, sent a copious amount of notes. Professional handicapper is going to join us. Go ahead, Amal.
Yeah, I didn't know if Zach was a Bryce Harper relative as well.
Is there a Bryce Harper connection there? Please expound.
No, there isn't. I just figured same last name. This guy's related to everybody. You know, Roosevelt, Roosevelt.
Yeah, no. Dustin was like, hey, my cousin is FDU. He's the kid that's going crazy virally. I'm like, that's not your last name. He's like, well, we're second cousins. I'm like, I've never even met a second cousin. That's not relation. Okay, that's not the way this works, big guy. But, you know, he likes to flex, so we let the big guy flex. He was flexing at Sapphire Club over the weekend. Next takeaway. Okay, Blue Bloods, we're on to Izzo. Okay, so Izzo, what he does is he maximizes the talent. 8 Final Fours, 25 straight tournaments, 15th Sweet 16 appearance. It's not like his team is loaded with NBA players, obviously. Here's the thing about, and it's a 7 seed this year. They just beat the 2 in Marquette, 69-60. Here's the thing about Izzo, and me and my friends always have fun with this. After every game that matters, go to the box. His team has never been out-rebounded. Never. They defend you. They out-rebound you. Again, 12% from 3 against a 2 seed in Marquette and beat them by 9. Their region has opened up as well. Purdue, they gone. Duke, gone. So there it is. Izzo looking good. And by the way, we'll get to the Big Ten. 8 teams make the dance. Of course, Tom Izzo is the last one standing here, Amal.
Yeah, no surprise there. I mean, this is what the Big Ten has done. I'll tell you what, because there's such a large population in the middle of the country, you get so much coverage for these teams because they're generally the flagship schools within their state, Michigan State being the only one that I can think of right now. And Purdue, people don't even think about because it doesn't even have a name in there. Like, it doesn't relate to the state of Indiana based on their name. But, you know, generally speaking, you think of Ohio State, Wisconsin, Minnesota. They're kind of the flagship schools within their state. But of course, it's Tom Izzo that's the last one standing. He is the best coach. He is so much better than all these guys. And Patrick, his record now on the second go-around on the Sunday or the Saturday, whether it be in the first, second round, Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight, now 24-7. Just ridiculous what he's been able to accomplish during his tenure there. By the way, Boeheim, I think, was at Syracuse for 47 years, five Final Fours.
Yes, I liked the fact that you mentioned that again. Well, on the way out, don't let the door hit you in the ass, Boeheim. eight teams, Big Ten, one team, Sweet 16. Last year, nine teams, Big Ten, two teams, Sweet 16. In 2021, nine teams make the dance out of the Big Ten, one to the Sweet 16. So by my math, what a disastrous conference. By my math, that's 26 teams in the dance over the last 3 years. Four have won two games to get to the Sweet 16. That's embarrassing.
It's beyond embarrassing. And to your point, look, Izzo's doing it without the recruits he once had. Tyson Walker transferred in from Northeastern. Are you kidding me right now? Northeastern? I mean, it's unbelievable what this guy's able to do. Imagine if he had some of the other talent. You know, look, he's a guy, I think he's from, where's he from? Iron Mountain? I think that's
Izzo's from Iron Mountain, yeah. Yes.
You know, so
Upper Peninsula.
He's a guy, I didn't know they're Upers.
They're Upers, along with Mariucci, your boy.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. But look, he's never going to leave. But to me, I'm going to tell you right now, if I was a program, and Izzo's older now, I would still break the bank to go get this guy. I don't care. I could win a national title with him at a program that can recruit big time. Because he is just better than these other teams. Like, he ran circles. We talked about this last week. Shaka Smart's failures in the NCAA tournament. It was a game where you never felt like Sparty was in trouble for losing the game.
No, 100% agree. Yeah, and Mariucci, remember, Mariucci took that Lions job. He worked about as much as you do before each show on Sharp Money. I mean, he got there. He showed up at noon and left at 3 for five straight years before he got fired. Hey, Tyson Walker, Joey Hauser also, they're two best players. They both shoot better than 40% from three, but they're not loaded as far as talent at Michigan State. He gets the most. He maximizes. Go ahead. I know you want to respond to that.
I do. Listen, I love the shot, first of all. Very good. Like, just a quick jab. You're not seeing it coming when you're in the corner. That was very good. But listen, Patrick, I need to get some rest. You know, I got to come on here. I got to deal with Sweetleston starts bugging me at 0800 in the morning all the way throughout the day. I got to come in here 3 hours with you. It's a full day. You want me to actually come in and be prepared?
It's a tough life, Amal Shah, but somehow you manage it. You mentioned SEC and Big East. Yep. Both have three teams left. The Big 12, just two. The Big 10, one. So essentially the Big 10 is the Mountain West because San Diego State is still standing.
God, I hate that comparison because, you know, I'm a Big 10 homer, but God, that fits so well.
It's essentially, that's what it is. Now, one of the things that we did, and I've got my notes, you and Dustin, I don't know if this conversation started at Sapphire Club, but Amal has some advice for you to simplify college basketball betting when it comes to the tournament. So let's go ahead and lay this out for him, Amal Shah.
Yeah, Patrick, look at the teams that are right now in the Sweet 16, okay? Alabama won their league. San Diego State won their league. Creighton had a very good year. Princeton wins the conference tournament, but they also finished second during the regular season. Florida Atlantic, dominant, 31-3 includes its first-round tournament win, but what have you. They win the regular season title. They win the conference title. Tennessee didn't necessarily finish out strong, but still had a pretty good year. This is the top three team defensively. K-State, another good season there, under Jerome Tang in a first year. Michigan State's the one outlier here, Patrick. Didn't have necessarily a great Big Ten season, but they played well as we go into the tournament. Houston, regular season champion, loses because they didn't have Sasser in the game against Memphis, but beaten him twice previously. Miami, co-share of the ACC championship during the regular season, loses what was virtually a home game against Duke in the ACC tournament semis in Greensboro. The Musketeers, by the way, real quick, what is the correct pronunciation on this?
It's Xavier.
Xavier or Xavier?
You don't pronounce the X.
Okay.
You don't pronounce it, just Xavier.
That's what I was saying, and I changed it because I thought I was wrong. Okay, so Xavier, this is a team that gets to the Big East Conference Finals. They lose. Texas wins the Big 12 tournament title. They dominate, really, against Kansas two out of three games. The third game, or the first game that they played at the Fog, that was a tight competitive game, but we know KU under Bill Self doesn't lose at the Fog. Razorbacks, you mentioned earlier, Nick Smith misses 19 games. This team's had a great year. UConn wins the PK80 or the Phil Knight Invitational, whichever one they played in. Start the non-conference 13-0, went through a little bit of a lull, went 12-8 in their last 20 games, but they still had a really good season overall. Zags the double-double, win the regular season title with SMC, and then, of course, they do what they always do down here in Vegas, win the WCC. UCLA, regular season champs, 18-2, best run for them in terms of Pac-12 play in history. They only lose the Pac-12 title game because there's no Adem Bona and there's no Jalen Clarkson. So when you're looking at these teams, look for teams that have had tremendous regular season success. It's a proven commodity here. You're seeing teams, you know, outside of Kansas State and Michigan State who are in very competitive leagues. I know we just bagged on the Big Ten, Patrick, but to me, teams that have great success during the regular season, it's a staple for having success when you get to the postseason, and we see it. I mean, you look at Xavier gets to the conference finals, Miami regular season champs, Houston regular season champs. These are all teams that have played well consistently. You can't just expect a team to be middle of the pack and all of a sudden flip that switch and do well unless they've got immense, immense talent.
So what is the actionable lesson here, a better takes from obviously savant-like memory you have there, but what can the better take from it?
Look for teams that have had regular season success finishing somewhere in the top four of their league or have had a deep tournament run where they've done well. Now, sometimes people complain that if they play three, four games, it might wear them out as they go into the tournament. Fair point, but I thought Penn State got to the conference tournament final, played well in the two games in the tournament. They take care of business comfortably against A&M. And I'll tell you what, if it was one or two shots here late by Funk, they got a chance to knock off Texas. I thought Shrewsbury's team did an incredible job. They deserve a ton of credit. But Texas, I think, was the better, more complete team. So if you have success in one of those things, the regular season or the tournament, pay attention to that. There's a great opportunity on those teams to be successful in the NCAA tournament. I know we're talking almost 350 days away, but these are the things you got to kind of keep in the back of your mind and apply as you go forward.
Well done, Amal Shah. Okay, coming up next, Jordan Sarnoff, Dustin's best friend and family member. He was the media darling, the social media superstar coming out of the weekend. Fairleigh Dickinson, director of media relations. He was on the Today Show. Now he's going to be on Sharp Money, so it's a big step up for him. Coming up next, Jordan Sarnoff here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe to get involved.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shah on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Okay, we got you back here, Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And as we do, remember, $19, we're still giving everything through March Madness for $19. Picks from VSiN hosts, analysts, and guests, exclusive betting splits, insights for every game on the tournament. Of course, it's $19. So right now, everything we offer, $19. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Of course, round two. So we're down to 16. And the big star over the weekend as we welcome you back, Amal Shah, Patrick Maher, of course, Dustin Sweetelson. And I mentioned Dustin Sweetelson because his cousin is going to join us now. He's Jordan Sarnoff, a Fairleigh Dickinson Director of Media Relations. I think we call it the SID. And you saw this kid blow up over the weekend, whether it was on social or being talked about on television. He was prominent in all the broadcasts as far as Fairleigh Dickinson, not just because of their upset over Purdue, but we have a new superstar, and he joins us now, Jordan Sarnoff. Hi, Jordan. How are you?
How's it going, Patrick? Jamal, how are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
We're doing very well. There, we can throw up the tweet. Jordan Sarnoff is currently a junior at FDU, but he's already working as the director of athletic media relations for the program. So let's start there. Hackensack, Jersey, where are you from originally, and how'd you get this gig so early?
So I'm originally from Fort Lee, and that's about a stone's throw from the university. And it really comes down to right place, right time. And I'm incredibly fortunate for the opportunity that I'm provided at FDU. And it's been an absolute hell of a ride so far. I think our tweet at the end of the game kind of captured that. To go from 4-22 to a couple possessions away from the Sweet 16 a year later, it's unbelievably special. And it's a real privilege to be here talking to you guys.
We appreciate you coming on immensely. It's great to be right across the river from New York City there across the GWB. And, you know, obviously you've done a great job of taking advantage. But I'll tell you what's most impressive for me. Patrick, I don't even really have a question. I'm just so impressed that he's an SID still in school. He has not graduated yet. This is
well, how'd he get the gig? How'd you get that gig? Amal brings up a great point. How'd you turn this so quickly as a student into an SID job?
What it really came down to was when the opening happened, there were a lot of conversations about what role to take the position into. And you see now with organizations like COSIDA, which was the Sports Information Directors Association, they changed their name to College Sports Communicators because now that role is so much more than statistics and previews and recaps. Now it's creative storytelling, it's social media, it's media relations. And finding someone who is kind of a jack of all trades, knowing the statistics side, the media side, and of course the digital side is incredibly helpful. And I think what it came down to was RAD was a longtime SID at Northwestern and several other programs in the Northeast region. And he was at the Pro Bowl handling media and he had a lot of trust in me. And once the opening happened, we had a conversation and they decided to give me a shot.
Jordan Sarnoff, Fairleigh Dickinson, Director of Media Relations. So a great run for the school from Hackensack, of course. Second time ever is 16 beats to one in Purdue and then lose by eight, played well against Florida Atlantic. Walk us through. I mean, what does this mean on campus? What does it mean to you? Tobin Anderson, tell us a little something about the coach. We saw his great speech before the Purdue game where he said, we can go beat this team. Just walk us through the experience.
Yeah, it was insane. So we were the first team to clinch our automatic qualifier because we went to the NCAA tournament by way of winning our conference semifinal because Merrimack, who won the Northeast Conference, was ineligible for postseason play as a reclassifying Division II. But to make a long story short, the NEC Council of Presidents voted to allow them to participate in the conference tournament. So after we beat St. Francis U of Pennsylvania, we advanced to play Merrimack in the final, knowing we had already punched our ticket. So that media runway that typically goes from championship week to Selection Sunday, and then like what we did was we went to the first four in Dayton, and then after that, obviously going to Columbus, ours was extended by about a week because we clinched so early. So it was really nonstop, and like Tobin is one of the best coaches I've worked with in terms of tell me where to be to do an interview. He's so happy to promote the university, promote the program, and he loves his team. Like these are 13 of the best student athletes you will meet anywhere in Division I men's basketball. And I'm sure you hear that from any media person or PR contact that you talk to. But it's unbelievably special what this means for the school. Our interim president actually drove out to Columbus the morning of the first round game and then went back to Jersey for an event and then flew back. He can only do the drive round trip once. And then he flew back for the second round game yesterday.
All right, Jordan, I'm taking over now. All right, so you're very humble.
Yeah, here's your cousin, Dustin Sweetelson.
We're really cousins. Our grandmothers are sisters. Well, my grandmother's dead, so they're, you know.
R.I.P.
Anyway, but, Jordan, you're very humble. You won't really go into too many details about some of the things you've accomplished, so I'm going to brag on you for a minute here on national radio and on TV. You were voted one of the most influential people in North Jersey high school sports while you were in high school organizing things as an SID. You've done everything from announcing, PA announcing, all that stuff. But I want you to talk about your journey because just like these players in this tournament, so much of your story of getting seen on TV and Jamie Erdahl doing this piece on you was a culmination of your entire life working to this point. Like this, anyone who knows you knows what you're about. So as I lay that out there, explain how things went after you went to that Iron Eagle Bruce Beck camp that they mentioned in the piece. And then all of a sudden being a guy that literally Uncle Bill went around and went to a Met game with you and came back and said, it's insane. Jordan walks around City Field like he owns the place. He knows everyone in the Mets front office. So talk about your journey, about how it got you to this point and you just are capturing this moment here.
No, I appreciate you setting it up like that. So I think the story really goes back.
Thanks, cousin.
When I was 8 or 9 years old, I was actually hit in the eye with a ball at Mets batting practice. And it was Carlos Beltran and Angel Pagan. I don't remember who threw the ball and who missed the catch. But my dad and I were there early for batting practice. And I actually wrote a letter to Fred Wilpon, who at the time was the owner of the team. So that's where I was introduced to Kerry Kwok, Ethan Wilson, met Jay Horowitz. And I was like, you know what? I'd love to work in the front office. I was never good enough to play sports. And I love the back end of everything. And so then I got the opportunity to volunteer with my local Little League district. That's kind of where I learned sponsorships and basically operations, trying to make a lot out of nothing. And I parlayed that into that's kind of funny considering this is VEASAN. And went on board with high school sports with Fort Lee, my AD Mike Raftery, when I was with the Bridgemen. I did that for 4 years, four awesome years, minus COVID canceling my final spring season. And then getting the opportunity to jump on board with FDU as a senior in high school is when I started doing replay review for men's and women's basketball. And then they haven't been able to get rid of me since.
It's very impressive. So you're a young guy. You got one more year left in school. You've obviously hit the national stage. What's the goal here from now? What's next for you coming up?
I think what's next for me coming up is catching up on all the spring sports I've neglected. Because like once men's basketball makes a run to the postseason, it's drop everything and run. So I think I owe softball, women's bowling, and men's and women's tennis an apology because those are my spring sports. So going to take it one day at a time.
Oh, before we say goodbye, and Jordan Sarnoff doing a great job here on Sharp Money, let's throw up the picture. Let's talk about the suit, bro, because the suit is GQ times 100. So here's my question. Did you go out and buy the suit, get it tailored specifically because you knew you were going to be on TV, or was that already in the closet because that's fresh?
So I bought that suit last year before my first ever game, which was at Seton Hall, and it was played at Prudential Center. I wore that suit for that game. I brought it out a few times since, and I wore it for the men's championship game at Merrimack. And I believe I wore that for the first four, because I only brought two suits with me and like an extra sport coat. So I wore the blue suit for the first round game, and then I said, I gotta go burgundy.
By the way,
listen, is it true you used to call Dustin and I's old show but hang up before we could pick up the phone on you? Is that true?
No, what would happen is I would get the control room. I'd say I'm Dustin's cousin. I would get Dustin at like 10:30, 10:45 at night saying there's no shot in hell I'm getting put on the air. And then he would hang up on me.
Well, listen, and Chris Willie could check it in. He loves it. He was an assistant SID at Miami, so he loves your story as well. Jordan Sarnoff, a great kid. You got a bright future, man. Congratulations on the success, and thanks for the time. We appreciate you, bro.
Thank you. Really appreciate you guys for having me on. Love you, Dustin.
There is love for the cousin. How about
we're related.
That? I haven't seen Dustin nervous.
You couldn't even say
Dustin
I love you too.
Nervous in a while.
Yeah, it's all right. By the way, I love the
Felica. Dustin, as we bring, hold on now, Dustin. Let me bring you in quickly here. Were you going to start crying when you asked Jordan the question? Because I thought I heard a shaky voice there.
No,
with your question.
I was just making sure I was telling the story so everyone understands what he worked for.
Sharp Money. We're back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents.
Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, it's Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive Bet Rivers squares this basketball season. Place a qualifying bet and you get a bonus square. If the number on your square matches the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonuses, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. A quick shout to Dustin's cousin, Jordan Sarnoff. Kid did a great job. Again, I think it's tuition money he's getting, but he is the SID at FDU. Fairleigh Dickinson, who upset, of course, Purdue, played well against FAU as well. Matt McCall is going to be joining us, Zach Harper, Steve Fezzik, so some regulars coming up. What a weekend it was as we get into Man in the Mirror. Gonzaga in the Sweet 16, TCU with an all-time backdoor cover, Big East with three teams in the Sweet 16. We just talked about FDU takes down number one Purdue. Princeton, Amal, the 15 seed, continues to roll with big wins over Arizona and Missouri, that killed Missouri. Tennessee, a 4 seed, takes care of Duke. How about your boy Rick Barnes? That defense was dumb over the weekend. We'll get into that. Can Rick Barnes continue to navigate? Musselman and 8, Arkansas eliminate Kansas. Musselman's team's been erratic, but they're as talented as anyone. FAU finds its way to the Sweet 16. Some good notes here from Dustin. 5, Miami escapes with a win versus Drake, and then Indiana, where the lack of backcourt depth for Indiana showed up, which is ironic because, as Felica knows, those three guards that Larinaga just throws at everybody, feels like Wong has been there since 1983. Izzo does what Izzo does. I don't know if the ceiling is on this team because it's not overly talented, but he's the best coach in college basketball, and Calipari and Painter come up short. The futures, you said Painter should go. Felica agreed with you. So there's a great rundown of kind of bullet points from the weekend. Anything stand out that you wanted to reply to before we get to your man in the mirror here?
Yeah, just real quick on John Cal. I think because I'm a pro John Calipari guy, we know he's not the greatest coach of all time, but I thought Kansas State hit a couple of big shots. That long three-pointer, and I apologize, I forgot who it was by. That was really kind of the turning point in that basketball game late in the game. They have talent. They just haven't been able to maximize it. You remember this team in 2014 lost to UConn in a national championship game. So I think if you're Kentucky and you're paying John Cal $9 million a year, there needs to be some questions answered as to why this program is not reaching the heights that are expected in Lexington. Look, Final Four or bust is the minimum standard there. And I know it might be unrealistic for many people, but that's just the standard. It's like that great line. I forgot who said it. The standard is the standard. And that's what it is when you're a leading Big Blue Nation. With all due respect to people in Louisville and that surrounding area that cheer for the Red, it's all about the Big Blue across the state of Kentucky. And to me, there's two seasons. There's horse racing season and there's Kentucky basketball season. And this program needs to get things going in a direction where they can be great. You know, we talked about it earlier. Patino had that great run, 96 to 98. He was there in 96, 97. Tubby takes over 98, wins a national championship with that Cameron Mills comeback against Duke in Tampa. This is a program that should be at that level competing every single year the way we see Alabama does in football.
The best usage of standard ever was by Michael Jordan when somebody asked him where he ranks among the all-time greatest, and he said, "I'm the standard, that by which all is measured." Big guy, you've got a great tweet. We'll get to it in a second because I want to get to Man in the Mirror. There's value in betting the short dog on the money line. That was at Dustin Sweetelson last night. We'll come back. We'll circle back on that. It's time for Man in the Mirror. Amal Shaw, little Michael Jackson theme. Stop being afraid of the points. What do you mean by this, Amal?
Well, you know, for example, a lot of times we'll talk on this show about a team that's a 2.5-point favorite, a 3.5-point favorite. Perfect example yesterday, Connecticut, 3.5 to 4, depending on where you got the number. So people end up taking the money line. I think it might have been as high as 190. My point is, look, if you like Connecticut, stop being afraid to take and lay the points. If you're that concerned about a team winning a game by 3 points, then don't bet that game. The goal is to find, just lay the 110, because Patrick, when you look at it long term, I'm going to give you a quick example. Let's take an average of minus 140, and it's going to be prudent because baseball is right around the corner, so people bet favorites. And if you take a team at minus 120, let's say they're minus one, you get them on the money line at minus 120, or you take a minus 160 favorite, averaging it out at minus 140, you got to go 30 and 20 out of 50 plays compared to going 27 and 23 out of minus 110 if you laid the 3.5. And let's say you lose a couple games in there. You give yourself a 10% margin if you lose three games because they won by one or two. But to me, you're better off economically and financially in terms of just laying the points. If you're that afraid, you know, we talked about this last week on a couple of games, and people say, well, you know, it's 2.5. I'm going to lay the money line. I'm like, dude, then don't make the bet. If you think the game is going to be that tight, then you shouldn't bet that game.
There it is. Stop being afraid of the points. Man in the mirror here on Sharp Money. Number two, regular season matters. Kind of what you laid out earlier, correct?
Yeah, no question about it. These teams that play well, it's the great Bill Parcells line. You are what your record is. If you've had success during the regular season, chances are you're probably going to have postseason success. Purdue had a great regular season. Now, they failed in the Big Ten tournament. In the postseason. But they're a team with Matt Painter, they just can't play in the postseason. But the majority of the other teams we talked about going through the Sweet 16, you saw the success the teams have had during the regular year. You look at that region where you've got Miami, Houston, Texas, the Musketeers in there. All these teams have had great regular seasons. We talk about, of course, what Alabama's been able to do, winning the double in the SEC. So those things are important when you're looking at teams to make runs in the NCAA tournament. Don't be afraid of it. You know, when you look at that matchup, I don't know about you if you saw the Alabama game Saturday night, Patrick, but I remember going, wow, Alabama just played one of their worst halves of basketball. Maryland is down 5, and the line is second half is 4. You think this team that's been great over 30 games is not going to be able to flip a switch in 30 minutes in Birmingham or in 20 minutes of the second half there? And they did exactly that. So look at these teams, the track record, it matters in terms of how they're going to perform.
Well, Alabama, you mentioned Miller going scoreless in the first round, and then they beat Maryland by 22 despite that offense kind of taking a while to get going. The victories over the weekend for me for Alabama, a reminder of their scariest trait, and that's their ability to win in numerous ways. Like they can chop you down many, many different ways. And a region that's already lost their 2, 3, and 4 seeds. Bama's going to be in the final four. Next one up. Now, part of Man in the Mirror, what we're trying to accomplish here is Amal Shaw is not just a basketball or a sports bettor, but he's also a dude that likes to lecture about the rules of civility. Considers himself a sophisticated gentleman. So this is up next. I mentioned earlier when you were hanging out with the big guy at Sapphire Club and Lisa Ann, and Lisa Ann was playing everybody, puppeteering them like little puppets on a string. She had guys from this betting syndicate. She pretended like you guys were her boyfriends, and then she had dudes from other networks hanging out, getting bottle service. Lisa Ann loves to play people like you like a fiddle. However, you didn't stick around for 12 hours like the big guy. You stuck around for 18 minutes. Next up, be precise with your time.
Well, you know, Patrick, I'm big on being on time. You know, being late to anything is disrespect of another person's time. At least have enough respect for other people to show up on time to things. And, you know, Dustin was nice enough to message me, said, hey, listen, this event is about 11 o'clock. I said, you know what? I'm going to try and make it out. I'm heading out over to the Strip. So I said, let me stop by. She was nice enough to come in studio with us to be on the show for 2 segments. We really appreciated that. Anytime somebody's got an event going on, if you know somebody or if you're a friend of somebody's, you like to try and go out and support it, whatever the cause may be. So I thought, you know, at least be nice enough to stop in and say hello. Just speak with her for a couple of minutes. Say hello to Dustin, of course, who was nice enough to set everything up. Came in, I stopped in there, and I told Dustin, I said, look, man, came here to say hello, just show my face, and then kind of keep it moving. It wasn't my scene. And, you know, I'm just not a guy who's going to go drop money in a strip club. That's not personally for me. Other people, I get it, and I appreciate their affinity for it. So, you know, come in, say hello, and keep it moving. And don't look, I'm a kind of, hey, here we go. You hadn't said it yet today, so I'm going to say, I'm the kind of guy, I'm never going to spend more time somewhere than I don't want to be. If you're stuck somewhere, I just get on and say, I'm leaving. I don't make up an excuse or a phony excuse. I say, I don't want to be here. Have a nice day.
And a guy that does have an affinity for the club is the one big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. What did you think of Amal's decorum at Sapphire over the weekend?
honestly thought he was there longer than 18 minutes. I was very surprised to find out it was only 18. And then I found out as well that he was able to leave and not get stuck there, you know, staring at the sights inside the building, because he set up a scheduled poker game. So he knew he had to be out by a certain
time. Brilliant. How much of the 18 minutes you spent with Amal at the Sapphire Club were about him?
19.
It's true.
He comes in and he just starts lecturing you about himself.
You know what? There was a very sweet moment from Amal, but we will not get to that till tomorrow when we do We Beefin'. He had a very sweet moment with me that I appreciated, and it's going to be my We Beefin' tomorrow in a good way.
This guy, I'll tell you what, man, I appreciate the tease to the audience, but why are you doing this to me? I work with you. We're trying to build rapport and a bridge here.
Because you spend so much time thinking about yourself and how people view you that you don't even realize you had a sweet moment.
That last part is not true. And actually, you know the funny thing is people that actually meet me, they're like, you're a really nice guy. I am a nice guy. I just don't like disrespecting life. Be on time, people.
Okay. So a lesson there, be precise with your time. And Dustin, you just said that you and Amal, just to recap, you and Amal had a sweet moment at the strip club.
Yes.
That's the tease for tomorrow.
Yes.
I can't wait. When we come back, Matt McCall, NBC Sports, former college basketball head coach, joins us to talk about the tournament.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.